In this week's parasha, there's a trait that we encounter over and over again, and that is the trait of hakarat hatov, having appreciation. And there seems to be a recurring theme in the Torah about hakarat hatov. The Torah tells us that Pharaoh has no recollection of who Yosef is, or he denies who Yosef is. So he has zero hakarat hatov. He has no appreciation for the Egyptian economy that was saved by Yosef. And our sages say that that's why the parsha begins with Pharaoh denying the appreciation they owe Yosef. And the parsha ends with Pharaoh saying, I don't know Hashem, never heard of Hashem. I don't know about the Tetragrammaton. Who are you talking about? There's a God? I don't know you. I don't know him anything. Our sages say that the two are intimately intertwined. When a person doesn't have appreciation to his fellow man, he also doesn't have appreciation for heaven. And he denies the existence of a creator. Well, the inverse is also true. Who has the greatest prophecy? Moshe Rabbeinu. And who has the greatest hakarat hatov? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has hakarat hatov to whom? Well, he has appreciation to his parents. He has appreciation to Pharaoh's daughter. He has appreciation to the water that supported his casket when he was a baby. So when there's the plague of blood, he says, I can't hit the water because the water saved me as a baby. What did the water do? Is there any persona to water? Does water know that it's making a casket flow? What does that mean? But the greater a person is, the more appreciation he has, the more a person feels like, no one owes me anything. My casket didn't have to stay afloat. There's an element of appreciation I have to water. Now think about it. 80 years passed since he was floating in that casket. But 80 years later, Moshe will not hit the water. I can't hit water. I can't hit that Nile that saved me. Moshe kills an Egyptian, right? He puts the Egyptian in the sand. So when Hashem tells him, hit the sand and turn it into lice, Moshe says, I'll give it to Aaron. Ribbono shel Olam, is it okay if Aaron does it? Because I shouldn't hit the sand. The sand helped me when I was in danger. But Moshe, did the sand help you? 12 hours later, Pharaoh heard about it and put you in jail and put you on death row. So what do you mean the sand saved me? Yeah, but that's a giant. A giant says, but for 12 hours, the sand saved my life. I had those minutes where I felt I could sleep that night because I thought I was safe because I buried him in the sand. From that moment onward, Moshe has a different feeling towards sand. We walk on sand our whole life. Do we ever think I owe something to that sand? So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem appears to Moshe in our parasha and says, go take the Jews out of Egypt. What does Moshe say? I can't. For 7 days he argues. Finally Hashem convinces him. And then Moshe says, okay, Ribbono shel Olam, I understand I should do it. I understand I should be the one to do it. But I owe Jethro something. He took me in when I was at a time of need. I can't just leave without asking his permission. The whole Jewish people are waiting for you to take them out of Egypt. But I can't be that ethical savior of the Jewish people if I don't have the basic ethic of having hakarat hatov, having appreciation. I was on the run. Ah, but Moshe, you saved Jethro's daughters. The shepherds were going to violate them. Moshe steps up to the plate, saves the daughters, comes back and waters the sheep of the shepherds. He says, I don't want you guys to be upset with me. I know I stopped you from doing what you have to respect these girls. I don't know who they are. I don't know who you are. You can't do this to girls, but I'll make it up to you. Here, I'll water your sheep. So Moshe Rabbeinu on the one hand saves the girls. On the other hand, comes back and placates the shepherds because he figures the girls are coming back here tomorrow. I'm not going to be around to save them tomorrow. So what did I do? Let me see if I can make peace. So after he steps up to the plate and tells the shepherds, guys, don't touch the girls. And he saves the girls. Then he comes back and says, but guys, we can be friends. Because his goal is to ensure that tomorrow they don't touch the girls either. So then great. So Pharaoh invites him for lunch and says, no one else is willing to marry my daughters. Maybe you will. I've denied their pagan god. So Moshe could say, I don't owe him anything. I helped him. But no, a great person looks at it and says, but he helped me. I didn't have lunch to eat that day. And he took me in. That's the greatness of Moshe. And when a person has that appreciation, then it's very easy to connect to the Ribbono shel Olam. Our connection to the Ribbono shel Olam is contingent on appreciation. I'm saying, I don't deserve anything. I have to appreciate what I do receive. If I can have that appreciation for my fellow men, then I can have that appreciation for the Ribbono shel Olam. And that's where we see Moshe becomes ultimately the greatest prophet. Shabbat shalom.